It's 7:43 on this West Virginia morning. I'm Teresa Wills. This morning, we'll hear from a science teacher who tries to reach his students with art.
It inspires me to be more creative about the topic. It really gets my wheels and my mind spinning, like, oh wow, there are so many cool things you can do with the knowledge that you know.
That's coming up. This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. A group of community members in the Northern Panhandle want to address gaps in the mental health care system. Residents met at West Virginia Northern Community College last night to learn about mental illness and, as Glennis Board reports, discuss an unconventional plan to help those suffering in their community.
Speakers pointed to an excess of loneliness in society as a root of excessive mental illness, including substance use disorder. Organizers like Wheeling resident Susan Hagen hope to rally organizations and individuals to support a new nonprofit called Bridges to Community Living.
I'm hoping it's going to become a conversation that becomes a movement that starts here in Wheeling and grows throughout West Virginia and then throughout the country.
Only about 15 homes currently exist in West Virginia for people suffering with mental illness, and those are mostly attached to hospitals. Hagen wants to build a deinstitutionalized model. She says similar examples exist in other states, but none in the region. She wants to build and staff family-style, medically compliant, community-based assisted living homes. According to the National Alliance of Mental Illness, one of every five people in the U.S. live with mental illness. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Glennis Board in Wheeling.
U.S. Steel said yesterday it will spend $1 billion on upgrades at its Mon Valley plants near Pittsburgh. State Impact Pennsylvania's Amy Sisk has more.
The company will build a new cogeneration system at Clairton Coke Works that will use coke oven gas to produce electricity for its Mon Valley facilities. It also plans to cast slabs of steel and roll them into coils in a single process, replacing two separate ones at its Edgar Thompson plant. U.S. Steel President David Burritt says the changes at Edgar Thompson will make it more efficient. He says they will reduce pollutants like particulate matter and sulfur dioxide, as well as lower the facility's carbon footprint.
I have never been more confident in the future than I am right now at U.S. Steel. This investment has something for everyone.
The company in the past month has been sued two times over pollution in the Mon Valley. One environmental group, Clean Water Action, says it's still concerned that the company is not overhauling its coke ovens, which contribute significant emissions to the area. Amy Sisk, State Impact, Pennsylvania.
The state of West Virginia has won a $37 million settlement in a lawsuit against drug distributor McKesson Corporation for its role in the opioid crisis. It's one of hundreds of cases brought by states and local governments against the company. Dave Mistich has more.
In the lawsuit, West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrissey and two other state agencies alleged McKesson shipped millions of suspicious orders for painkillers to the state without efforts to prevent illegal diversion. West Virginia has the highest opioid overdose death rate in the country. Morrissey says the state plans to use the money to continue the fight against opioids. The case against McKesson brings West Virginia's total opioid-related settlements to more than $84 million. McKesson denies any wrongdoing. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Dave Mistich.
In a statement issued Thursday, U.S. Senator Joe Manchin took issue with the agreement reached in the settlement, calling it horrific and inadequate. The variety of fish species in the Ohio River has substantially increased since the 1960s, according to a new study. Brittany Patterson has more.
A team of researchers from Ball State University and Virginia Tech examined almost 60 years of data collected by the Ohio River Valley Water Sanitation Commission, or ORSANCO. ORSANCO began surveying for fish up and down the Ohio in 1957. Using that data and information on how land use near the river changed, the researchers found the number of species varied from 31 to 90 each year, and increased over time. The data showed the passage of the Clean Water Act in the 1970s was associated with more fish species variety. Ball State biology professor Mark Pyron was the lead author of the study. He said having access to Orsenco's data was crucial.
If you don't have long-term databases like this where people have collected the same data over a long period of time from the same location, you can't ask questions about whether things are changing or not.
Pyron noted the study used high-level data, so more research is needed to tease out impacts for specific species across the river's 981-mile stretch. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Brittany Patterson.
This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. It's 7:49. WV511 is reporting a vehicle accident on I-64 eastbound, mile marker 41 near Nitro. Areas of fog this morning, some scattered rain and thunderstorms, gusty wind and small hail possible with highs in the 70s and 80s. Chance of rain and thunderstorms tonight with lows in the 60s, and scattered rain and thunderstorms tomorrow with highs in the 70s. Support for West Virginia Public Broadcasting is provided by New South Media, which publishes West Virginia Living Magazine, celebrating the people and places that make the Mountain State a great place to live, play, eat, and stay. Subscriptions available at wvliving.com. Science can be a hard subject to understand, especially upper-level, higher-ed science courses. A professor in the Northern Panhandle is creatively cracking the code to help his students understand tricky topics. Corey Nolinger has more.
You're walking through the halls of West Liberty University's main hall, and instead of hearing your usual lecture, you hear this. You think, this is kind of interesting, and you pop your head in.
Psalms just had to double before I went through all the trouble.
That's Joe Horzempa, an associate professor of biology at West Liberty University, and he has what can be described as an unorthodox way of teaching science. In the lab, Horzempa and his students study vaccines, which is a pretty demanding task, as Horzempa points out.
There's a lot of failure in the laboratory, a lot of experiments that, you know, you would call a failure, but you learn something from every experiment. You develop a construct, you work years on it, and it either doesn't produce the protein correctly, you don't get the antibody response that you thought you were going to get.
But in the classroom, you don't have years to experiment with students to see what will get a response. While you may see some students over again in their time in college, a professor generally only has one shot at getting information across. That's why Horzempa turned to an old pastime to make themselves laugh, to help students learn.
I thought, man, wouldn't it be cool to take my love of music and incorporate it in the classroom somehow? When my friends and I were young, we used to always kind of, you know, a la Weird Al Yankovic, make song parodies. So we'd hear a song and we'd change the words and make each other laugh. So that's what I do in the classroom.
Some of Horzempa's hits include American Pitosis.
So bye-bye envelope of the nuclei. Centrioles will form the asters and moon.
Cell Division in the style of Don McLean's American Pie. A song about bacterial byproducts in the style of Piano Man, among others.
Protection. I am thick and gram-positive bacteria.
But he is always wary of the effectiveness of the songs themselves.
I don't know. I don't know if it helps them learn the material better. Maybe it does. Maybe the song gets in their head. But I tell you, it makes them want to come to class more, and it makes them enjoy it more. It makes them talk about science a little bit more.
But there's an added benefit that Horzempa may be overlooking, as junior chemistry student Mackenzie Jacobs points out.
Whenever he plays the guitar and sings the songs, it inspires me to be more creative about the topic. It really gets my wheels and my mind spinning, like, oh wow, there are so many cool things you can do with the knowledge that you know.
Horzempa was recognized as the state's Professor of the Year in 2017, but he says it's not awards, but student opportunities that keep him going.
Whenever a student comes to me and says, I've made it into medical school, I got into this grad program, I got a job working for this laboratory, that's the stuff that really makes me sort of feel like, oh man, I'm doing something right here. The Professor of the Year thing, not to take anything away from that, that was amazing, but it doesn't change the fact that, you know, I'm here to try and be an influence on these students and to help them to realize their potential.
Helping students realize their potential seems to be going well for Horzempa, as Mackenzie Jacobs, the student you heard from earlier, has just been given 2 grants through West Virginia NASA to research over the summer. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Corey Nollinger in West Liberty.
Pop songsmith Matt Nathanson expertly combines the heartfelt and the humorous in his song Bill Murray. The song was originally released on Nathanson's 2015 album, Show Me Your Fangs. Here he is performing live on Mountain Stage as our Song of the Week.
I fell asleep and had a dream. Bill Murray and I were friends. We drove the world from Boston to Japan, blasting old Van Halen. One night over drinks, Bill started crying. He said to me, kid, of all the stupid things I ever did, you know I let go when I should have pulled her in. And he handed me his cell phone, and when I called, you were on a plane, moving back to Portland for the rain. Well, I will only love you when you're winning. Your other fools pretend to understand. Come on, take my hand, we'll go down swinging. Just let me be your man. Let me be your man. 100 days, we hiked the coast to Galway in the rain. And then Bill said something late one night in Spain. It's always just stuck with me. You only get one person who knows you best. And it's temporary, everybody else. Well, I will only love you when you're winning. Your other fools pretend to understand. Just come on, take my hand, and we'll go down swinging. Let me be your man. Let me be your man. I'm done with sleep. Imagine me. 'Cause dreams aren't dreams till you wake up. So wake up, just wake up here with me. I will only love you when you're winning. Your other fools pretend to understand. Just come on, take my hand, and we'll go down swinging. Just let me be your man. Let me be your man.
That was singer-songwriter Matt Nathanson performing Bill Murray live on Mountain Stage. To hear this and more, tune in Friday and Saturday nights at 8, right here on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. West Virginia Morning is produced with help from Caitlin Tan, Jessica Lilly, Kara Lofton, Liz McCormick, Dave Mistich, Brittany Patterson, Eric Douglas, Corey Nolinger, and Roxy Todd. Our news director is Jesse Wright. Our producer is Glennis Board. I'm Teresa Wills.